here this season. The Evergreens come in with an overall mark of 1 win and 12 losses. They are 1-3 in the WVC. Just, again, it's just been a major rebuilding project for the second-year head coach of DCE, Coleman Schilling. Only win so far for the Evergreens came in a Wisconsin Valley Conference game against Wausau East back on December 9th when the Evergreens won by a score of 55-33. Since then, they have lost 5 games in a row, falling to Lakeland, Marshfield, Stevens Point, St. Croix Central, and Baldwin-Woodville. They played over in Menominee last week in those games against St. Croix Central and Baldwin-Woodville. The Evergreens do have one very good scorer on this team, a good shooter in Braylon Byler. Byler leads the way, 15.9 points per game, 5 feet 8 inches tall, a senior. Cannot let her get going from behind the arc if you're Wausau West. That is the one weapon that Coach Schilling really has. Braylon Byler, just a good shooter from three-point range this season. She has hit 37 from behind the arc. She's also a very good free throw shooter at nearly 82%. We're going to take a quick break and then come back and have the starting lineups and the opening tip. It's Wausau West taking on DC Everest. Warrior girls basketball on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued, I'm empowered, I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blazed the trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in Wisconsin high school sports.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Westfield House as we get set for the second half of this high school sports doubleheader, high school basketball, Wausau West and DC Everest. Taking a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for the DC Everest Evergreens, one win and 12 losses overall, 1-3 in the WVC. At a guard, number one, Kelsey Woolley, a 5'2" sophomore, averaging 1.4 points per game. At a guard, number two, Katie Schultz. She is a senior, 5 feet 8 inches tall, averaging 6.9 points and 4.2 rebounds per game. At a guard, number four, Braylon Byler, a 5'8 senior, team high 15.9 points per game. At a guard, number five, Grace Sandquist, a 5 foot 8 inch sophomore, 5.8 points and 9 rebounds per game. And at a forward, number three, Kirsten Hall, a 5'10 sophomore, 4.9 points and 5.4 rebounds per game. For the Wausau West Warriors, Emma Moorhead, number two, starting at a guard. She is a 5'6 senior, averaging 3.7 points per game. At a guard, number 22, Lexi White, a 5'11 senior, 18.7 points and 5.8 rebounds per game. At a forward, number four, Kelly Crabb, a 6'2" junior, averaging 9.6 points and 7.7 rebounds per game. At a forward, number 11, Ayla Christensen, sophomore, 5 feet 9 inches tall, 6.4 points per game. And at a forward, number 30, Molly Anderson, a 5'11 senior, 9.3 points and 7.4 rebounds per game. Coach of Everest is Coleman Schilling. Coach of Wausau West is Tom Weinkopf. Warriors tonight in the home white with the dark blue numerals and the gold trim, while the Evergreens wearing their road green with the white numerals. Kelly Cray will jump center for Wausau West, going up against Kirsten Hall for the Evergreens. Tip is controlled by Cray and the Warriors, and we are underway. In the forecourt, Lexi White dribbles between the circles. Left wing side, Ayla Christensen. Christensen looking inside. With it is Anderson. Anderson to the hole, misses the right-handed layup, and the rebound's cleared by Hall for DC Everest. Here come the Evergreens. Long pass ahead, but not able to save it was Kelsey Woolley, and it goes out of bounds. Woolley tried to chase it down and grab it right at the end line, but could not do so. Ball turned over to West. Just underway. If you joined us late, again, game one saw the boys with Everest edging the Warriors 57-49. On the right wing side, White. White, good pass inside to Cray. Cray will lay it up and in. Kelly Cray on the feed from Lexi White, and the Warriors on the board first, take a 2-0 lead. Evergreens facing some pressure in the backcourt. With it is Braylon Byler. Byler throws it away, knocked away and stolen by Lexi White. I don't think that Byler saw White coming from behind. Down low, pass to Molly Anderson, lays it up, no good. Rebound to Kelsey Woolley for the Evergreens. Woolley, the sophomore guard, will bring it to the timeline. Passes right to Kirsten Hall. Now left wing side, Byler. Byler penetrates, pulls up. Five-footer off the window is no good. Rebound to Lexi White. White will now push for the Warriors. White into the lane, White to the basket. White will be stripped of the ball as he went up for the shot. Rebound, Molly Anderson, and Anderson will lay it up and in. Anderson. Molly Anderson following up the miss. And the Warriors now lead 4-0, 16:38 to go in the first half. Left wing, three-pointer for Braylon Byler is a little strong, no good. Molly Anderson will pull down that rebound for Wausau West. Walking it up court will be Lexi White now for the Warriors. White looking down low, posting up is Molly Anderson. Anderson, 8 feet from the basket, now backs in, kicks it left wing. With it is Ayla Christensen. Christensen looking baseline, nowhere to go. Her pass deflected, getting a hand on it was Grace Sandquist for the Evergreens, and it goes out of bounds. So the Warriors are inbound in front of the DC Everest bench. Inbounded, deep left corner, Anderson posting up as Kelly Cray, left block, banks it up too hard, and the rebound's grabbed by Braylon Byler for Everest. Byler pushes, and taking an extra step after taking the pass before heading to the basket was Katie Schultz, and she is called for traveling. Cloverboat Credit Union, since 1936, local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, recreational vehicles, and mortgages. Info at ccuwasa.com. Lexi White around the screen, now penetrates. Lexi to the basket, stops, gives it off to Cray. 10-footer, rolls off no good. Rebound is fought for and saved by Everest and Kirsten Hall in the left corner. Hall gets it ahead to Sandquist. Sandquist, right wing, Katie Schultz. Schultz dribbles in front of the Warrior bench. Out top, Hall, rotated left wing side, Braylon Byler. Top of the key, Schultz. Schultz has it stripped away. Ball is stolen by the Warriors. Grabbed by Emma Moorhead. 15:25 to go in the first half. 4-0 Wausau West. Right wing side, with it is Lexi White. Lexi averaging just under 19 points per game. Now posting up, with it is Kelly Cray. Turns, fires, misses from five. Rebound Anderson, put back is no good. And the rebound tipped and grabbed by Braylon Byler. Byler back up court now for the Evergreens. Byler swings it left, Katie Schultz. Left hand corner, Kelsey Woolley. Woolley kicks it back out. Now in the half court are the Evergreens. Rotated to the right wing side, Katie Schultz. Posting up is Sandquist. Sandquist stripped. Sandquist digs it back out. Moves it right corner. Schultz. Schultz back to Sandquist. Sandquist had it knocked away. Good help defense by Ayla Christensen. Knocked it away. Picked up by Lexi White. White now penetrates. White into the lane. White to the basket. Had it blocked, but a foul is called. Lexi White will get an opportunity at the free throw line for the Warriors. Kirsten Hall gets called for the foul. First foul on either side here tonight. So Lexi White, again, the 5'11 senior, 18.7 points, 5.8 rebounds per game. As the first free throw is good. White, a very good free throw shooter, 80% on the season, 64 out of 80. Second free throw, good as well. 2-for-2 trip. And Coach Coleman Schilling wants timeout. Timeout Evergreens, 14:36 to go in the first half. 6-0 Wausau West. This is Warrior Basketball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Varney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Varney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at varneybrotherskitchenandbath.com. Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
6-0 Warriors. Everest breaks the pressure, kicks it left corner. Beiler up for a three, hits it. That is, it's Kirsten Hall. I'm sorry, that was Kirsten Hall with the deep left corner triple. And that gets Everest on the board, makes it 6-3, Wausau West. Warriors into the forecourt. Ayla Christensen on the left wing. Christensen kicks it out top. Moorhead moves it on the right wing side. Three-point attempt by White is a little strong. Fight for the rebound, saved by DC Everest. Evergreens will bring it back up court. Left-hand side, again with it is Braylon Beiler. Beiler swings it right wing side too high over the top of Kelsey Woolsey. Woolley, I should say, out of bounds. 13:57 to go, first half. 6-3, Warriors with the lead over the DC Everest Evergreens. Into the forecourt comes West. Ayla Christensen on the right wing side. Christensen 22 feet from the basket. Christensen gives it over to Molly Anderson. Anderson out top, taken there by Emma Moorhead. Now just left at the top of the key, Lexi White. White dribbles, left wing, goes up from 17. Little bit short, no good. Fight for the rebound, grabbed by Anderson, stripped, goes out of bounds off of Everest. Warriors will keep it, they'll inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Kelly Cray. Her pass, left wing side to Anderson. Anderson looking inside towards Cray. Cray has it. Cray goes up and lays it up and in.
Kelly Cray
with her second basket. She has 4 early points. 8-3, Wausau West with the lead. Everest bringing it up court. Over the timeline come the Evergreens. Out top, Braylon Beiler. Left wing side to Hall. Hall gives it off to Woolley. Woolley 20 feet from the basket. Pass out near the timeline, grabbed by Katie Schultz. Schultz will move it right wing side. With it is Beiler. Beiler throws it down low. Ball is tipped, stolen away. That was actually, again, Kirsten Hall with the pass that was still stolen away. Back up court comes White. White under the basket. Reverse layup is good. What a nice play. And that will put Lexi White over 1,000 points on the on their career.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that last basket, Lexi White has now surpassed the 1,000-point mark in her high school.
Lexi White, 1,000 points on her career.
Congratulations, Lexi.
So Lexi White, actually 1,001 points as she needed 3 coming in. And getting hugs all around is Lexi White. Gets the game ball as well. And now getting a picture with Coach Tom Weinkopf, and we'll get back to play. 10-3 Warriors, 12:49 to go in the first half. Nice sign in the Wausau West student section as well for Lexi for her 1,000th point. Everest will bring it back up court. Kelsey Woolley over the timeline. Right-hand side taken there by Hall. Hall back to Woolley. Now rotated left wing. That's Braylon Beiler. Beiler looking to penetrate, stops near the left elbow. Top of the key, Woolley. Woolley's pass knocked away by Anderson, but chased down in the center circle by Woolley. Woolley, right wing side, Schultz 25 feet from the basket. Back out top, Kirsten Hall. Left wing, Beiler. Beiler looking to penetrate. Beiler inside the free throw line, goes up from 15, hits it. Not an easy shot, Braylon Beiler over the defense. gets her first points. Again, leading score for the Evergreens at just a tick under 16 per game. 10-5 Warriors, 12:05 to go in the half. Ayla Christensen, left wing side, 22 feet from the hole. Christensen turns the corner. Christensen had it tipped away. Grabbed by Anderson. Anderson lays it up too hard. Rebound is grabbed by Grace Sandquist for Everest. Gets it to Woolley. Woolley will push it ahead. Left wing side, Schultz. Schultz up for a three. Air ball, too strong. And not able to grab the rebound on the weak side for the Evergreens was Kirsten Hall, and it goes out of bounds.
For the Evergreens, number 24, Megan Zemke.
Megan Zemke, first substitution tonight for Coleman Schilling at DC Everest. Grace Sandquist will take a break. Warriors up by 5, 10-5, and Wausau West with the ball. Lexi White will bring it up court for the Warriors. White over the timeline. White, left wing, Ayla Christensen. Christensen, top of the key to Cray. Cray inside Anderson, up with the right hand, rolls off, no good. Rebound off of Everest, out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Warriors, though inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Inbounded, Kelly Cray. Cray in the lane. Cray up from 6. Back bracket, no good. Rebound tipped, grabbed by Moorhead, and then knocked away and picked up by the Evergreens. Brought up court by Katie Schultz. Schultz over the timeline, and then a walk is called. Took an extra step before releasing it. Still 10-5, 11:17 to go in the first half. Right wing three-pointer, no good by Christensen. Rebounds grabbed by Lexi White, and White will lay it up and in for her 1,002nd and 1,003rd points of her career. She has 6 tonight, 12-5, Wausau West. Into the forecourt, Braylon Byler gets it over to Schultz. Schultz now low. Zemke into the left corner. That's Kirsten Hall. Back out top. Three-pointer for Byler. Rolls off, no good. Rebound grabbed by Molly Anderson. 10:35 to go in the first half. 12-5 Warriors. Lexi White, left wing. White lobs it inside. Tipped away from Cray. Back to White. White looking baseline. White reverse layup is no good. Oh, and going down hard was Lexi White, and she's called for a travel. Boy, you saw her going down. You just worried, don't hit the head on the hardwood. But she is okay. Warriors, 10:23 to go. First half of play. Evergreens back into the forecourt. Braylon Byler, 25 feet from the basket. Back out top, Sandquist, who just checked back in. Left wing, Kelsey Woolley. Woolley, left wing, Byler. Byler dribbles to the free throw line. Byler, bounce pass out top, Sandquist, back to Woolley. Now left wing, Braylon Byler. Gets it out top to Katie Schultz. Now a three-pointer by Sandquist is no good. Came up short from just right at the top of the cape. Rebound snagged by Ayla Christensen for the Warriors. Back up court West, looking to extend a 7-point lead. Christensen looking down low, posting up is Kelly Cray. Up with the right-hander, nice finish by Kelly Cray in the lane. Good start for Cray, the junior has 6 points. And the Warriors up by 9, 14-5. Evergreens breaking the pressure. Byler up from 13, banks it up too hard. Rebound tipped to control by Cray. So the Warriors now a chance to get their first double-digit lead of the game. Warriors right wing side with his Moorhead. Moorhead gets it down low. White. White on the right block. Banks it. No good short. And the rebound to Grace Sandquist. Oh, and then stolen away underneath by Cray. And Cray will get the basket. So the Evergreens, and losing her shoe on the play for the Evergreens with Grace Sandquist, may have had part to do with that. But getting the easy basket, her fourth hoop of the game, is Kelly Cray. And the Warriors now lead 16-5. Cray with half the Warrior points up to this point. Now Everest again will face a little pressure in the backcourt. Evergreens, Byler, left wing side Sandquist. Sandquist hits the cutter. Now that is Sandquist, actually. Misses the banker. Pass came from Kirsten Hall to Sandquist, and the rebound grabbed by Cray. Right-hand side with it is White. Gets it out top, Moorhead. Moorhead looking down low, Molly Anderson. Anderson in the lane. Anderson gets doubled, gives it off to Cray. Cray near the left block, and now a whistle and a three-second violation called on Wausau West. Into the forecourt come the Evergreen. Sandquist, pass tipped by White, grabbed in the left corner, however, by Hall. Now down low, ball is off the fingertips of Megan Zemke, and she could not handle it, and goes out of bounds. Warriors get it back. Warriors back up court. Lexi White crossing the timeline. Right wing side, Emma Moorhead. Moorhead 22 feet from the basket. Top of the key, Ayla Christensen. Left wing side, Molly Anderson. Anderson kicks it back out top to Moorhead. Right wing side, Christensen. Christensen, good pass, right block. With it is Cray. Cray a little bit too hard off the window. Rebound tipped out of bounds off the Evergreens. Kelsey Woolley back in for the Evergreens. Inside, and with it is Molly Anderson. Hits the little five-footer for her second basket of the game off the inbounds. She has four, and the Warriors up 18-5. Back up court come the Evergreens. Left wing, Kirsten Hall. Hall looking down low to Zemke. Zemke in the lane, moves it right wing side to Sandquist. Sandquist looked baseline, stopped there by Lexi White. Now getting doubled, passes it off. Long jumper by Katie Schultz, banged up and in, and that will be a three-pointer.
Three-point basket by Katie Schultz.
I don't know if she called it, but it counts nevertheless. And the Evergreens make it 18-8. Warriors up by 10. Back up court. Oh, nice backdoor cut to the basket. Laid up and in by Emma Moorhead, taking the nice feed from Molly Anderson. So the Warriors back up by a dozen. Into the forecourt comes Everest. 6:55 to go in the first half. 20-8. Left wing, Kelsey Woolley. Woolley, 20 feet from the basket. Out top, taken there by Schultz. Schultz, right wing. With it is Hall. Hall turns, fires from 17, and hits it. Kirsten Hall with her second basket. She has 5 points. Makes it 20-10. Warriors doubling up the Evergreens. Back up court comes Lexi White. White at the free throw line to Cray. Cray back to White, right wing. Three-point attempt. Rolls off short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Kirsten Hall for the Evergreens. Back up court comes Everest, trying to make it a single-digit game. Woolley on the left wing. Back out top, Grace Sandquist. Sandquist rotated right wing side. Kirsten Hall back out top to Woolley. Woolley to Sandquist, left wing, taken there by Katie Schultz. Schultz back out top, Kirsten Hall. Hall 23 feet from the basket. And now a whistle and a tie-up is losing control of it. And the alternate possession arrow does point towards DC Everest. Harper Mead will make her first appearance here for the Warriors. 6 minutes even to go in the first half. 20-10, the Warriors over DC Everest. Inbounded by the Evergreens on the alternate possession. Turning the corner, looking baseline is Braylon Byler. Moves it right wing, Sandquist. Now back to the left-hand side, that's Katie Schultz. Schultz to Sandquist, 19-foot jumper, hits it. Just inside the three-point arc was Grace Sandquist. And the Evergreens on a little mini run have made it an 8-point game, 20-12, 5:37 to go in the half. Into the lane, White. White kicks it right corner. 15-foot jumper for Cray is a little bit strong, no good. Weak side rebound grabbed by Byler. Here comes Braylon Byler into the forecourt for Everest. Byler stops, now gets it between the circles. Katie Schultz. Schultz left wing side to Kelsey Woolley. Woolley, 22 feet from the basket, back to Byler. Byler to the free throw line. Byler stops, needs help, gets it to Sandquist. Right wing side, Hall. Hall thought about the three, does not pull the trigger. Rotated to the left wing. With it is Byler. She'll try a three and hit it. Graylin Byler with her first triple of the game. She has 5 points. And after trailing by 12, Everest is pulled to within 5, 20-15, 4:55 to go in the first half. Warriors back up court, posting up Kelly Cray. Cray, four-footer, off the backboard, no good. Rebound is snagged by the Evergreens and Byler. Pass it, oh, not looking for it, it was Kirsten Hall. Bounced off her back and out of bounds. Boy, Everest with some momentum, we're trying to push it up court quickly, but not looking for the pass was Hall. And now Tom Wyckoff will call time. 4:41 to go in the first half, 20-15, Wausau West. Back in 30 seconds. This is Warrior Girls Basketball on Bow Falls Radio 98.9.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Chad Holmes again here from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. 4:37 to go in the first half. Warrior girls leading DC Everest 20-15. Looking to penetrate Lexi White. White at the block, stops, kicks it outside. With it is Harper Mead. Mead down the lane, lays it up good, and she'll be fouled. Nice move into the lane by Harper Mead, and she'll have a chance for a three-point play.
Foul number three, Kirsten Hall.
Kirsten Hall called for her second. That's the second foul called in this game. I don't know if I've seen a game that's gone this far with only two fouls total in the game. But no fouls so far for the Warriors, two fouls on the Evergreens. Harper Mead's free throw is off the mark, no good. Missed the rim entirely, went off the backboard, so that leads to a whistle, and Everest will take possession. Back up court comes Everest, 22-15 Warriors, 4:20 in the half. Left wing side, Brianna Cook, who just came in for Everest. Cook, her pass tipped away and stolen. Lexi White, White down the lane, White to the basket, she'll be fouled. And they're going to count it. A little continuation NBA style there for Lexi White, and she'll have a chance for a three-point play.
Number two, Katie Schultz.
8 points in the first half for Lexi White.
Lexi White at the line shooting one.
Free throw, rolls around and drops in. 25-15, Warriors over the Evergreens. 4:08 to go in the first half. Right wing side, open three for Cook. Came up short, air ball, rebound. Sandquist putback is no good, and Harper Mead will pull down the board. Here comes West into the forecourt. With it is Lexi White. White stopped, got bumped from behind, but no foul. Now moved left wing side, Christensen. Christensen further left. With it is Craig. Good pass inside, missing the shot as Anderson gets it back and then puts it up and in. Molly Anderson with the offensive rebound and the putback. 6 points for Molly. And it's now 27-15 Warriors, 3:35 to go in the first half. Katie Schultz into the forecourt for the Evergreens. Now near the left elbow was Woolley, tried to force it down low, tipped away and stolen. Picked up by Kelly Cray. Now the Warriors back up court. Out top White. White, good look inside to Anderson, who lays it up and in. Oh, a little no-look action from White to Anderson for the layup. 8 for Molly Anderson. Both bigs working well tonight for the Warriors. 8 for Kelly Cray, 8 for Molly Anderson, and the Warriors have their biggest lead, 14, 29-15. Inside, Sandquist puts it up, lays it up and in. High off the window, draws the foul from Cray, and Sandquist will have a chance for a three-point play.
Foul number four, Kelly Cray, first personal.
First foul on Cray, first foul on the Warriors. Free throw. No good, but the rebound is grabbed by Cook. Another chance for Everest. Right-hand side, Schultz. Goes baseline. Schultz to the basket. Lays it up and in. Turns into a four-point possession for DC Everest. 29-19 Warriors. 2:45 to go in the half. Left wing, White for three. Came up short, no good. Rebound to Braylon Byler for Everest. Back up court come the Evergreens. Crossing the timeline is Schultz. Rotated left wing side. With it is Woolley. Woolley, 22 feet from the basket. Lost control of it, and it is over and back. Over and back violation on DC Everest. So the Warriors get it back. 'Ayla Christensen will inbound it, taken by Lexi White. White between the circles, moves it right wing. Harper Meade, 25 feet from the basket. Meade hands it off to White further right. White working her way into the lane. Lexi stops, up from 10, rolls around and drops in. Lexi White, double digits. She has 11 points, 31-19 Warriors. 2:04 to go in the half. Left wing three is no good by Sandquist. Rebound grabbed by Meade. Back up court, White. White looks down low, intended for Anderson, but tipped out of bounds by Grace Sandquist. Ball will stay with the Warriors, though inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Kelly Crane inbounds her pass tip, but grabbed by Anderson up with the right hand. Too strong from 3 feet away. Anderson gets her own rebound and lays it up and in. 10 points for Molly Anderson, 33-19 Warriors. Minute 44 to go, first half. Left-hand side, Brianna Cook. Cook back out top, grabbed by Braylon Byler. Byler dribbles, Byler looking to penetrate. Byler to the hole, lays it up and in. That was a strong move down the right-hand side by Braylon Byler. She has 7 points, 33-21. Lexi White back into the forecourt now for the Warriors. Top of the key, Kelly Cray. Cray moves it right-hand side, 'Ayla Christensen. Christensen, 19 feet from the basket. Out top, again, Lexi White. Just left at the top of the key. Lexi White has it. Top of the circle. Cray. Cray inside. Harper Meade will lay it up and in. Nice finish by Harper Meade on the feed from Cray. 4 points for Harper Meade. 35-21. Minute to go in the half. Right-hand side. With it is Katie Schultz. Schultz gets it over to Brianna Cook. Cook in front of the Wausau West bench. Goes inside Sandquist. Sandquist tipped away by Christensen, but there to grab it was Woolley. Now again, inside near the left block is Sandquist. Reverse layup attempt, oh, a no-look attempt. Hits nothing but air, and the rebound's grabbed by White. White back up court. White now penetrates. White to the hole. Big contact, and a foul is called. Two free throws coming up for Lexi White. 33.8 seconds to go in the first half. And if you joined us late, early in this game, with her first basket, Lexi White cracked the 1,000 point mark for her high school career. Free throw is good. She has a dozen here in the first half. Megan Zemke back in for the Evergreens, replacing Katie Schultz. 4 out of 4 at the free throw line in the first half is Lexi White. Second free throw, good as well. 37-21 Warriors. Braylon Byler will bring it up court now for Everest. Byler into the forecourt, gets it out top to Woolley. Woolley further left, Sandquist. Rotated around the perimeter, ball is tipped by Molly Anderson, but chasing it down is Byler. Byler to the right corner, she'll be hand-checked, and a foul will be called on 'Ayla Christensen. Neither team close to the foul limit. First on Christensen, only the second team foul on West. Inbounded, right-hand side Sandquist. Sandquist looking baseline. Her pass is knocked away out of bounds by Cray. 12.5 seconds in the half. The Evergreens will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Taken out top. With it is Grace Sandquist. Sandquist, 24 feet from the basket, down to 8. Ball tipped away, stolen. Anderson gets it ahead to White. White down the lane. White to the hole. White will lay it up and in. And that will do it for the first half. Turnover, transition, and basket for Lexi White. Lexi White finishes a very strong half with 15 points, and the Warriors head to the locker room up 39-21. We'll come back, recap the scoring of the first half coming up next. This is Warrior Girls Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
You are listening to WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
West Drumline performing here at halftime of this girls Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup between the Wausau West Warriors and the DC Everett Severines. Warriors with a 39-21 lead. Taking a look at the scoring of the first half for the Evergreens, 7 points for Braylon Byler. A couple of two-pointers and a three-pointer. 5 points for Kirsten Hall. She had a three-pointer and a two-pointer. Katie Schultz scored 5 points on a three-pointer and a two-pointer. Grace Sandquist had 4 points, a pair of baskets. 6 two-pointers and 3 three-pointers, no free throws for Everest in the first half. For the Warriors, they got 15 points from Lexi White. She had 5 two-point field goals and 5 for 5 at the free throw line, and she also topped the 1,000-point mark for her high school career early in the half. 10 points for Molly Anderson. She had 5 two-point field goals. Kelly Grace had 8 points on 4 baskets. 1 basket for 2 points for Emma Moorhead, and Harper Mead off the bench scored 4 points. She was 0 for 1 at the line and had 2 field goals. So for the Warriors, a 39-21 lead at the end of one half of play. Don't forget, coming up on Tuesday night, we'll have the Warriors in action again, both in a doubleheader, both the boys and the girls. Next Tuesday, we'll head over to Wausau East as the Warriors and the Lumberjacks face off in boys and girls basketball. 5:45 pregame, 6 o'clock for the tip for the boys, followed by the girls at approximately 7:30. So that's Wausau West at Wausau East, high school boys and girls basketball, coming up on Tuesday night right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 at 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. We'll take one more break and then come back with the start of half number two. Warriors 39, Evergreens 21. This is Wausau West girls basketball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 at 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Barney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Barney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Barney Brothers Kitchen Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at BarneyBrothersKitchenAndBath.com. Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Pneuma Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. We'll be talking winter high school sports. We'll take a look at what's going on in high school boys and girls basketball and boys and girls hockey, plus special guests. Each week, we'll be joined by one of our area high school coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. It's nothing but high school sports for 2 hours each Wednesday night. The Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's home for the best in high school sports coverage. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued, I'm empowered, I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future, just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blazed the trail for me, because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in Wisconsin high school sports.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Start of the second half, and the Warriors lead the Evergreens 39-21. 15 points again for Lexi White to lead all scorers. 10 for Molly Anderson, 8 for Kelly Cray for the Warriors. Braylon Byler paced the Evergreens with 7 points. Warriors had a 12-point lead early. Everest got to within 5, and then a late run in the first half pushes the lead to the biggest of the game for West, 18 points. Wausau West with the basketball. We are underway in half number 2. Left wing side, Ayla Christensen, about 22 feet from the basket. Passes further left to White. White looking down low, double team, triple team against Anderson. Finds Kelly Cray. 15-foot jumper is off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped by Moorhead, but grabbed by Evers, and then thrown away. But tipping it was Christensen. That was a break for Evers because Katie Schultz grabbed the rebound, tried to pass it right to Kelsey Woolley. Not realizing that Woolley was not looking, was Moorhead, so she put a finger on it and tipped it out of bounds. Back up court comes Everest. On the right wing side, Kirsten Hall, 22 feet from the basket. Back out top, grabbed by Braylon Byler. Byler, further left, Katie Schultz. Now between the circles, Kirsten Hall. Hall penetrates, reach, and a foul coming up. Foul on the Warriors. Did not see that very often in the first half. Wausau West only had 2 fouls total in the first 18 minutes.
Fouls number 11, Ayla Christensen.
Ayla Christensen called for her second. Inbounded, taken by Hall. She'll turn and fire and hit. A 3-pointer from just left of the top of the key. Warriors went for the steal on the inbounds, and that left Hall open just left of the top of the circle. Her second triple, 8 points in the game. 39-24, Wausau West. Ayla Christensen into the lane. Kicks it left-hand side to White. Lexi White, left corner. 18-foot jumper is good. Boy, what a night it's been for Lexi White. 17 points already. All right, and of course had that great moment scoring her 1,000th point. 41-24. Back up court come the Evergreens. Left-hand side, Hall. Hall looking inside to Sanquist. Knocked away by Cray. Ball is loose. Ball is battled for and dug out by Kelly Cray. Started with Cray knocking it away, then finished with Kelly on the floor digging it out. So the Warriors get it back. Into the front court with it is Lexi White. White on the right wing, Emma Moorhead. Moorhead, top of the key to Cray. Cray looking inside, tipped away from White. Picked off by the Evergreens, and then White trying to knock it back away from Kelsey Woolley gets called for a foul.
Foul number 22, Lexi White, first personal, second team.
Number 1 on Lexi, number 2 on the Warriors. Evergreens inbound, Kelsey Woolley over the timeline. Woolley between the circles, bounce pass, left wing side, Kirsten Hall. Hall, 23 feet from the basket. Moves it on the right wing, Braylon Byler. Byler between the legs. Byler kicks it back on the wing to Woolley. Woolley just right at the top of the key to Kirsten Hall. Hall still 22 feet from the basket, looking to penetrate. Nearly walked, but kept that pivot foot. And now on the right wing side to Hall. Hall looking baseline. Kicks it deep left corner. 3-point attempt is no good. And actually, that was not. That was Sandquist kicked it to Hall for the triple, who missed. Left wing side. White. White hits the cutter. That's Kelly Cray. Cray to the basket. Misses the banker. Rebound grab by Molly Anderson, who lays it up and in. Molly Anderson with a dozen tonight. Already over a season average of 9.3 points per game. Steal on the inbound to the basket. Laid up and in by Lexi White. Emma Moorhead stole the inbound pass. Got it to White for the layup. And the Warrior lead pushes to 21 points, 45-24. As we have a foul on the Warriors on the inbounds.
First personal, 13 foul.
Number 1 on Molly Anderson, number 3 on the team. Inbounded, taken by Byler. Byler ahead, into the forward court, Kirsten Hall. Hall, back to Byler, 35 feet from the basket. Between the circles, Woolley. Woolley, left wing side, Hall, goes up for a 3-pointer, hits it. Kirsten Hall having herself quite an evening. She has 3 3-pointers and now 11 points. Makes it 45-27 West, 15 minutes even to go. Into the forecourt, with it is White. White, left wing side, Christensen. Christensen, bounce pass, Kelly Cray, left block, up from 4 feet away, came up short, rebound, White! White will lay it up and in.
Lexi White
with the putback, 6.5, 21 in the game. 47-27, Wausau West. Here comes Braylon Byler into the forecourt, right wing. Looks inside, Hall. Hall is bumped and fouled before she traveled. First team foul on, fourth team foul on West. Third on Ayla Christensen. Harper Mead will check back in for West, and with those three fouls, taking a seat on the bench will be Ayla Christensen. Katie Schultz will inbound now for the Evergreens. Pass is thrown over the top of Braylon Byler, but they're gonna say, okay, they pointed the wrong way. I'm thinking there's no way that ball was tipped. The referee pointed like it was gonna stay with Everest, but nope, then changes it up, and it will be Wausau West ball. Megan Zemke back in for the Evergreens, replacing Katie Schultz. Lexi White will bring it up court. Again, playing a lot more of the ball handling position is White because of the injury to Kenzie Deaton. Now right wing with it is Cray. Cray swings it out top to Moorhead. Moorhead between the circles. Right wing side, Harper Mead. Mead to the right corner. Stops her dribble. Needs some help. And then the ball is knocked away. Ball is battled for and a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards DC Everest. So the Evergreens get it back. 14-11 to go in the game. 47-27. Wausau West with the lead. Kelsey Woolley over the timeline. Gets it over to Kirsten Hall. Hall back out top. Grace Sandquist. Left wing, Braylon Byler. Byler trying to turn the corner. Gets bumped by Anderson and a foul coming up.
Fouls number 30, Molly Anderson. Second personal, 15-5.
Number two on Molly and five team fouls now on West. Five team fouls on the Warriors. No team fouls on the Evergreens in this half. With it out top for Everest. Three-point attempt for Sandquist is short, no good. Rebound by Moorhead. Gets it to Lexi White. White will push. White into the lane. White drops it off. Anderson. Anderson will be fouled and get a couple of free throws. So Molly Anderson will get a chance to add to her 12 points at the free throw line.
Fouls number three, Kirsten Hall. Third personal, first team foul.
Warriors.
The
they fell to Stevens Point 54-51 on December 16th. That means some work to do in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. As the first free throw is good. You got Marshfield, who's been outstanding. They've lost one game overall this season. They're 4-0 in the conference. Spash is 3-0. Tonight, Stevens Point is hosting Merrill. And also tonight in the Valley, Rapids at East. Second free throw is good as well. 14 points now for Molly Anderson. 49-27 Warriors, 13:45 to go. Up court comes Braylon Byler. Left wing side to Katie Schultz. Back out top, Byler. She'll go up for a three. Off to the right, no good. Anderson pulls down that rebound. Into the front court comes Wausau West. With it is Lexi White. White on the right wing. Out top. That's Kelly Cray. Cray looks inside. Anderson scoops it up. Off the window, no good. And the rebound cleared by Grace Sandquist for Everest. Sandquist to the top of the key. Left wing side, Katie Schultz. Back out top, Woolley. Woolley swings it right, Byler. Braylon Byler hits the cutter. Schultz, Schultz to the basket, lays it up and makes it, and also draws the foul. Katie Schultz with the basket. She has 7 points. Lexi White called for her second, and that means for the rest of the game, Everest will be in the bonus. That's team foul number six. So next foul will put West over the foul limit. Miss on the free throw. Rebound to Sandquist. Right hand side to Woolley. Gives it back to Schultz. So a second chance now for Everest. 49-29. Here comes a three for Byler. Hits it. Right wing side. Braylon Byler. Her second triple. She has 10 points in the game. 49-32 West. 12:48 to go. Into the front court comes West. With it is Lexi White. White top of the key. White at the right elbow, Anderson posting up, Kelly Cray. Kelly lays it up and draws the foul and has a chance for a three-point play. Kelly Cray becomes the third Warrior in double figures scoring tonight. She now has 10 points. She'll have a chance for number 11 at the free throw line. ...51-32 Warriors, 12:37 to go. Free throw is good. 52-32. Coming up court is Katie Schultz now for the Evergreens. Schultz, right wing side to Kelsey Woolley. Woolley, bounce pass out top Sandquist. Sandquist left wing to Schultz. Schultz has it knocked away. Schultz moves it right wing to Sandquist. Sandquist lobs it down low. Grabbed by Zemke. Zemke misses the layup. Little too strong off the window. Harper Meade with the rebound. Now to White. White into the forecourt. White into the lane. White header shot blocked by Katie Schultz. Goes out of bounds. It will stay with the Warriors. Inbounds play coming up on the baseline. Braylon Byler. Jimmy on the defense. Inbounded. Taken by Anderson. Back inside to Cray. Left wing side. Emma Moorhead. Oh, Moorhead out top. Lexi White. White 21 feet from the basket. Moorhead left wing. Inside. Posting up is Cray. Cray is double team. Kicks it back out to Lexi White. Just right at the top of the key. Inside. Posting up now is Anderson. Good look to Moorhead, who misses the layup. Oh, the double came on Anderson. Nice feed to the cunning Moorhead, but could not finish. Everest back up court. Out top, Byler. Byler penetrates. Pulls up from 13. Hits it. Braylon Byler with a double. Simi with a double figure effort tonight. Has 12 points and a timeout called by the Evergreens. 11:42 to go. 52-34 West. Back in a minute. This is Warrior Girls Basketball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
Warriors up by 18, 52-34 with 11:35 to go. West with the basketball. Kelly Cray at the left elbow. Cray dribbles. Moves it right wing side. Lexi White. White back inside. Posting up on the right block is Cray. She'll be bumped from behind in a foul coming up on Everest. Don't forget, Tuesday night, Wausau West basketball again. Both the boys and the girls taking on the Wausau East Lumberjacks from the East Gym. 5:45 airtime here on Bow Falls Radio. Right wing side, Kelly Cray. Her pass is tipped, but grabbed by Anderson. Still battle for, and Anderson gets it back. Anderson hits the cutter, White. White ball fake, lays it up and in. Good patience by White using the ball fake. She has 8 points in the half, 23 in the game, 54-34. Going to the basket, White, that's Harper Meade, swats it away from Grace Sandquist out of bounds. That was not Sandquist, that was actually Braylon Byler who got blocked. Out top, taken by Kirsten Hall. Hall passed inside, good look, laid up, no good by Katie Schultz, but she'll be fouled. Free throws coming up for Katie Schultz. Harper Meade called for her first. Team foul number 7 on the Warriors. Free throw is back bracketed, no good. One more coming up for Katie Schultz. Second free throw is short, no good. Rebound is fought for, still loose, but then falling down was White, and she is tied up by Megan Zemke. Possession arrow does point towards the Warriors. .11:02 to go, 54-34, Wausau West. Into the front court comes Lexi White. White, right wing side, Harper Meade. Meade between the circles. Meade, still dribbles, pass inside. Cray, Cray tried to drop it down low to Anderson. Off her fingertips, but grabbed by White. White hits the cutter, Harper Meade, and Meade will lay it up good and draw the foul. Harper Meade showing some nice work off the bench here tonight for West. She now has 6 points, has a chance for a 7th at the line. 14 fouls. Foul on Megan Zemke for the Evergreens. Number one on her and number four on the team. And the free throw for Harper Mead is short, no good, but the rebound grabbed by Molly Anderson. Putback is no good, and the rebound taken by Grace Sandquist for the Evergreens. 56-34 West, 10 and a half minutes to go. Right wing, Kirsten Hall, 22 feet from the basket. Out top to Schultz. Schultz moves it left wing side, Grace Sandquist. Sandquist looking for room on the baseline, does not find it. Skip pass, right wing to Schultz. Schultz now goes baseline, dropped it down low, but not able to handle it with Zemke. Picked up by the Warriors. Here comes Cray. Cray down the line. Cray to the basket. And Cray is fouled, and she'll get a chance at the stripe. Fourth foul on Kirsten Hall. And Kelly Cray will get a chance to add to her 11 points at the free throw line. Taking her time is the Warrior senior, junior, I should say. And the free throw is up and in. Kelly Cray averaging 9.6 points and 7.7 rebounds per game this season. One more free throw to come. Three double-figure scorers for the Warriors. Lexi White, Molly Anderson, and Kelly Cray. Cray's second is good as well. 13 for Cray, 14 for Anderson. 23 for White, and the Warriors up 58-34 with 10-10 to go. Right-hand side, open three for Grace Sandquist is off the mark, no good. Rebound on the weak side, grabbed by the Evergreens and Megan Zemke. Now on the left wing, with it is Byler. Byler back out top, Sandquist. Sandquist, 23 feet from the basket, moves it left to Woolley. Woolley, further left, Byler. Byler's shot is blocked. Tried to go baseline, pulled up from 10, but swatted out of bounds by Molly Anderson. Inbounds play coming up for Everest on the baseline under their offensive basket. Taken on the left-hand side by Sandquist. Hands it back off to Schultz. Kicks it outside to Byler. Now right wing side Schultz. Schultz pass inside. Posting up is Zemke. Bobbles it. Ball is battled for and a tie-up between Zemke and Kelly Cray. And a 30-second timeout called by D.C. Everest. 9:41 to go, 58-34 Warriors back in 30. This is Warrior Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Back here at the Fieldhouse, second half of a high school basketball doubleheader tonight between Wausau West and D.C. Everest. And the Warrior girls with a 58-34 lead over the Evergreens nearing the midway point of the second half. 9:40 to go. Inbounded, Sandquist looks inside the Schultz. Schultz back to Sandquist, left wing. Left open for a three, a little bit strong, no good. And Lexi White will pull down that rebound from Wausau West. White back into the forecourt for the Warriors. White, 25 feet from the basket, right wing side to Kelly Cray. Cray back to White. White looking inside. Posting up is Molly Anderson. Anderson turns, had the ball stripped, goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it was last touched by Anderson. Huh. I think maybe that's going to be overturned. Now one of the other officials comes over, wants to have a word. Conversation continues, and they're going to say in the end it does stay with D.C. Everest. So the Evergreens will get it back. Kelsey Woolley will bring it up court for D.C. Everest, crossing the timeline. Moves it left wing side, taken there by Kirsten Hall. Hall, 25 feet from the basket, swings it right to Katie Schultz. Schultz, further right to Woolley. Woolley, just right at the top of the key to Braylon Byler. Now on the left wing side, Katie Schultz. Schultz, 20 feet from the basket. Left wing, Kirsten Hall. Hall will drop it down low, but not able to handle it was Grace Sandquist, and it flies out of bounds. Ball back over to the Warriors. Warriors came in 6-5 overall, 2-1 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. been a big struggle for the Evergreens this season. 1-12 overall, 1-3 in the conference, starting three sophomores. So hopefully for DC Evers and Coleman Schilling, some youth will get experience for future years. Going to the basket was Kelly Cray, and she'll be fouled on the banker. And she'll get more free throws. But again, for Everest, you do have the sophomores, Woolley, also Kirsten Hall, and Grace Sandquist as starters, well, along with the seniors, Katie Schultz and Braylon Byler. There are a couple of tiers this season in the WVC. You've got Marshfield, Spash, and West, I think, on the top tiers. The first free throw is no good for Cray. Her first miss and four attempts from the stripe. Then you got Merrill kind of in the middle. And then you got Everest, East, and Rapids really struggling. Second free throw is good for Kelly Cray. Six in the half, 14 in the game. 59-34, Warriors, 8:35 to go. On the right wing side, Kirsten Hall. Now, just to the left, it's Kelsey Woolley. Now rotated left wing, Braylon Byler. Byler up from 15. Air ball, too strong. Rebound grabbed by Brooke Schaefer's come in for the Warriors. Over the timeline comes Lexi White. White dribbles near the Warrior head at center court. Now between the circles. Stops, bounce pass to Cray at the free throw line. Cray back out top. Harper Mead moves it right wing side to White. White looking baseline. White to the basket. Blocked from behind by Katie Schultz out of bounds. Good defensive play by the senior, Katie Schultz. Warriors are inbound on the baseline under their basket, under their offense basket. Cray takes the inbound pass, misses the 10-footer. Rebound is cleared by Grace Sandquist for Everest. Back up court come the Evergreens. Left wing with it is Hall. Back to Sandquist. Right wing side, Katie Schultz. Schultz, 22 feet from the basket. Schultz swings it back on the left wing side. With it is Kirsten Hall. Hall stops. Left wing side to Woolley. Woolley, 20 feet from the basket. Bounce pass. Just to her left, to Hall. Back out top, Katie Schultz. Now with it is Byler. Byler, top of the key, now into the lane. Forces up the shot, banks it up and in. That was a 10 out of 10 on the toughness scale for Braylon Byler, but it found the bottom of the net. 7.5, 14 in the game for Byler. Makes it 59-36 with 7:15 to go. Schaefer into the right corner, Anderson, Molly Anderson. Gets it back to Harper Mead. Harper, right wing side, 22 feet from the basket. Posting up is Cray. Cray back over to Lexi White. White, left wing, top of the key to Cray. Cray, Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer dribbles to the free throw line. Out top to Mead. Now with his Lexi White. White inside, Cray. Cray, good position. Oh, missing the layup. Rebounds grabbed by Molly Anderson, who lays it up and in. 6.5, 16 in the game for Anderson. 61-36 Warriors, 6:40 to go. Right wing side, Kirsten Hall. Hall looking baseline. Hall stop, takes an extra step, and that will be a travel on the Evergreens. Paige Anderson comes in for the Warriors, replacing Molly Anderson. Megan Zemke back in for Everest. 6:33 to go, Warriors 61, Evergreens 36. If you joined us late in the boys' game, it was a good one. 57-49, Everest able to hold off the Warriors. Right wing side, Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer, 22 feet from the basket. Back out top, Paige Anderson. Anderson dribbles, works her way to the right. With it is Schaefer. Schaefer in front of the Warrior bench, now into the right corner. Schaefer back on the wing, Lexi White. White dribbles with the right hand. Lexi looking to penetrate. White into the lane. White going to the hole. Hit the bottom of the rim on her layup attempt. And a tie-up in the battle for the rebound between Zemke and Paige Anderson. Arrow points towards West. Warriors inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Taken near the right elbow by White. Back inside to Cray. Cray will bank it up and in. It started with Cray on the inbounds pass. Got it to White, who quickly got it back to Kelly Cray. 8.5, 16 in the game for Cray. 63-36, Warriors, 5:45 to go. Penetration to the basket. Missing is Braylon Byler. Rebound to Cray. Cray over the timeline to Lexi White. Behind the back dribble. Lexi fakes the three. Now needs help. Gives it to Cray. Cray between the circles. Cray dribbles. Cray looking inside. With it is Paige Anderson. Misses off the back of bracket. And the ball is off of Harper Mead as she fought for that rebound and goes over to DC Everest. Coming up court now is Kelsey Woolley for the Evergreens. Moves it right to Katie Schultz. Schultz skip pass left wing side to Braylon Byler. Byler back out top, Kirsten Hall. Just right at the top of the key, Schultz. Schultz bounce pass, Kelsey Woolley. Woolley gives it over to Braylon Byler. Byler will be bumped on the hip as she tried to drive it on the right hand side. And a foul coming up. It'll be a 1-1 situation for Braylon Byler. Braylon Byler came in averaging just a tick under 16 points per game, 15.9 to be exact. Free throw is good. That's her 15th point of the game. So hit the second one, be almost exactly at her season average. First free throw attempt for Byler tonight. Second is good, so 16 for Byler. 63-38 Warriors as we hit 5 minutes to go in the game. Over the timeline comes West. With it is White. White right wing side to Schaefer. Schaefer out top. That's Kelly Cray. Cray looking down low. With it is Paige Anderson. Tried to scoop with the right hand for the right block. Came up short. No good. Rebound to Katie Schultz. Schultz inside to Zemke. Zemke back on the right wing. Rotated to the left wing side and Braylon Byler. Byler left corner. 10-foot jumper is way too strong. Rebound tip goes out of bounds off of DC Everest. Warriors get it back. Over the timeline comes Lexi White. White near the top of the key. White still dribbles. Now gets it out top, taken there by Kelly Cray. Cray, 22 feet from the basket, dribbles, bounce pass, posting up is White. White goes to the basket, lays it up too hard. Weak side rebound, Paige Anderson, who lays it up and in. Anderson. First points for Paige Anderson, 65-38, 4:10 to go. Back up court come the Evergreens. Left-hand side, Kelsey Woolley. Top of the circle, Kirsten Hall. Rotated on the right over to Braylon Byler. Further right, that's Katie Schultz, 22 feet from the basket. Right elbow, Hall back to Schultz, right wing. Schultz looking baseline. Goes to the basket. Her pass is tipped, goes out of bounds. It will stay with Everest.
Ayla Christensen returns for the Warriors.
Ayla Christensen back in for Wausau West, replacing Kelly Cray. Inbounding on the baseline will be Everest under their offensive basket. Taken out top by Kirsten Hall. Hall to the right elbow, 15 feet from the basket. Back out, left wing, Braylon Byler. Byler to the left corner, still on the dribble. Byler, top of the key to Woolley. Woolley rotates it right wing side to Kirsten Hall. Hall back out top, that's Schultz. Schultz penetrates, moves it left wing. Woolley, 18-footer is good. Kelsey Woolley with her first points of the night. 65-40. 3:20 on the clock, second half. Lexi White between the circles, moves it left wing side, Paige Anderson. Anderson hands it back to White. White penetrates, White to the hole. White will lay it up, short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Megan Zemke. Now hands it to Katie Schultz, will bring it over the timeline for the Evergreens. Woolley gets it down low, ball is knocked away. And a tie-up between Zemke and Paige Anderson.
Emma Moorhead
back in, and taking a seat will be Lexi White. Looks like she'll finish up with 23 points tonight, plus a special basketball that was used to get her 1,000th point early on. Right corner, Byler, air ball for the three-point line. Ball tipped out of bounds off of DC Everest. So the Warriors get it back. West on their way to a 7th win on the season against 5 losses. Will improve to 3-1 in the WVC. Right-hand side, Schaefer. Schaefer goes baseline, is bumped, and a foul will be called on the Evergreens, and Brooke Schaefer will get a chance at the free throw line. One and one for the Wausau West guard. Ah! Free throw is back bracketed, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Everest and Katie Schultz. Passes ahead to Byler. Byler moves it just left of the top of the key to Katie Schultz. She'll try a three-pointer, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Moorhead and then knocked away out of bounds. And they'll say it was off of Wausau West. So with 2:25 to go, the Evergreens will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Katie Schultz will inbound it for DCE. Looking, gets it in, left-hand side, Braylon Byler. She'll try a three and hit it. Byler now with 19 points. That's her third three-pointer of the game, 65-43. Warriors back into the forecourt. Right-hand side, Ayla Christensen. Christensen dribbles. Christensen into the lane, up with the left hand, no good. Rebound grabbed by Moorhead, moves it back to Schaefer in the left corner. Schaefer penetrates, Schaefer, right hand side. Harper Mead, back out top to Schaefer. Moves it right, with it is Paige Anderson, but she'll shuffle the feet and be called for traveling. Warriors back in action Tuesday night at Wausau East. We'll have it for you right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9. And now we got a double dribble called on Katie Schultz as she brought it up court for DCE. Wholesale substitutions now for the Evergreens. Tracy Schmidt comes in. Brianna Cook back in as well. And Callie Rudolph. Warriors, right-hand side. With it is Paige Anderson. Anderson back out top to Christensen. Christensen moves it to Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer out top to Emma Moorhead. Moorhead, right-hand side, Ayla Christensen. Christensen between the circles, Harper Mead. Left-hand side, Moorhead. Moorhead back out top. Paige Anderson, three-pointer is off the mark, no good. Goes out of bounds over to D.C. Everest. Tomorrow, Marquette basketball, Golden Eagles and Georgetown in a Big East clash. 12:30 airtime here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9. Right-hand side for the Evergreens, Brianna Cook. Cook, 30 feet from the basket. Out top to Tracy Schmidt. Schmidt back to Cook, right wing. Between the circles, that's Grace Sandquist, and a tie-up as Ayla Christensen ties her up. Alternate possession arrow pointing towards the Warriors. So with a minute 5 to go, the Warriors get it back, leading by 22, 65-43. Brooke Schaefer into the forecourt, right wing side, Paige Anderson. Anderson works her way in, kicks it into the corner. Christensen back inside towards Anderson, but a whistle. Is there a foul? Yes, there is. So free throws coming up for Paige Anderson.
Foul's number 24, Megan Zemke.
Megan Zemke reaching over the top, got a piece of the back.
Paige Anderson line shooting 1-1.
Anderson's free throw is short, no good. Rebound cleared by the Evergreens. And then tipped out of bounds as Harper Mead tried to cut in front of Kaylee Ruda. 49.3 seconds to go. Into the forecourt, Grace Sandquist. In her grill is Ayla Christensen. Christensen still playing hard, but a little too much bumping there, and Christensen will be called for the foul. Again, the other games in the WVC tonight, Merrill at Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids at Wausau East. Free throw is good. Earning the bonus is Grace Sandquist. She has 5 points in the game. That's her first point of the second half. Second free throw is short. It's an air ball, in fact. And the ball goes over to West. Back up court come the Warriors. Down to 35 seconds to go. Left wing side, three-pointer is good by Emma Moorhead. Moorhead's second field goal. She has 5 points, 68-44. 22 seconds to go. Into the lane, Tracy Schmidt kicks it back over to Sandquist. Sandquist takes an extra step, or they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul.
Not
a
trip.
Ayla Christensen with a bump that led to the extra step.
10th team
That is the fifth on Ayla Christensen, so she falls out. And Molly Anderson will come back in for the Warriors. Sanquist's first free throw is good. Second free throw rolls down as well. 68-46, 15 seconds to go. Into the forecourt, Schaefer. Left wing side, Molly Anderson. Anderson gets it out top, now kills her dribble. Needs some help. Bounce pass taken by Harper Mead. Down to three, Anderson will drop it down low, and Paige Anderson will look like be fouled, but they are going to say, nah, we'll just let it go as the horn goes off and the game comes to an end. 68-46, the Warriors earned the Wisconsin Valley Conference victory here tonight. We'll come back, our post-game, take a look at the numbers of this one coming up next. Again, Warriors 68, Evergreens 43. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Girls Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Barney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Barney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Barney Brothers Kitchen Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at BarneyBrothersKitchenAndBath.com. Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued, I'm empowered, I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blazed the trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in Wisconsin high school sports.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Chad Holmes back again from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse, where the Wausau West girls basketball team knocks off DC Evers tonight by a score of 68-46. We'll have a look at the numbers of this one in just a moment. But first, nice to talk to the head coach of the Warriors, Tom Weinkoff, and coach. Here tonight, you're still playing shorthand, and obviously missing your point guard is something that's significant. Coming out quickly was Lexi White, obviously getting her 1,000th point, but generally playing a very solid first half to spark your team, and both your bigs producing pretty well as well. What's your overall take on what you saw tonight?
Well, I thought we played pretty well. We had some lapses on defense, but in general, we played pretty well. We executed our offense very well. Now, we could have made a few of those easy shots underneath, but the big girls had great position all game, got the ball. And they were great in passes in there, and then they missed their layups.
The thing about it is they both got 16 points. They easily could have both had about 26. I mean, that's the thing, right?
Oh, without question. that has to be our style of play, especially right now without Kenzie. But we got the ball where we want to get it. But again, like you say, they each could have popped 10 more points, and that would have been a big difference.
What about Lexi White? Because obviously it was a big night for her to crack 1,000 points. It shows what consistency she has been for your program over the years. But you mentioned, without Kenzie, it is really adds a lot more on her shoulders, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, she has to, she's a great wing. She can shoot, she can score, she can take the ball to the basket, she rebounds very well. But now she has to play the point, she has to run, she has to call her offenses and do things. And she's an excellent player, and she adapted real well to that position to the point now. And I hope I have a problem when Kenzie comes back and who's going to play the point. But Lexi has done a great job, and of course, her 1,000 points attest to the fact that she's been very consistent over the years and very steady, and she's just a great player.
For your team, the winter sports season is a long season. You could be playing great basketball in November and December, and it really doesn't mean anything when you get to late February. You can also have some growing pains during those months, and it doesn't mean you can't still accomplish what you want to accomplish both in your conference and in the postseason.
Well,
obviously, for your team, let me ask the question first here. For your team with such high expectations, because you do have experience back, what is the feeling about now going into the 2023 part of your schedule and try to get your team to where I think you want it to be?
Well, we're a work in progress. And we have some flaws. We have a lot of flaws. Most teams do. But right now, again, we're missing one player. We're actually missing two, but we're missing one starter. And this is giving other people a chance, an opportunity to play. And I thought Harper Mead played very well off the bench tonight. And actually, Brooke Schaefer came in and played the last 10 minutes of the game, and I thought she played pretty well. So it's given other kids a chance to prove themselves and show what they can do. And so if we can get them, you know, if this experience can help them, and then we'll get Kenzie back, it will be that much better.
And watching your teams over the years, you don't just give away playing time. You have to earn your playing time. And for those young players, they have to go out there and do it. And I think you hit it on the head. I thought Harper Mead came out right away and made a really nice move down the lane.
Yeah.
And you know, you see that, it's like, hey, you want to see more of that. And obviously, as a coach, you're going to give her more opportunity when you see good stuff.
But she's got a tremendous lot of athletic ability. If we can get her basketball skills up to her athletic ability, she could be one heck of a good player.
Well, enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you over at East on Tuesday.
Well, absolutely. I'm going to enjoy it. You enjoy it, too.
I'm going to do my best.
We're not going to have at least snow or sleet in the forecast anyhow, and so maybe we can do something this weekend.
Hey, sounds good. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Tom Wyckoff, the head coach of the Wausau West Warriors. Let's, before we wrap it up, take a quick look at the numbers of this one for the D.C. Evergreens. Braylon Byler had 19 points. She had 2-point field goals, 3 three-pointers, and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 11 points for sophomore Kirsten Hall. She had 3 three-pointers and a 2-pointer. Also for Everest, Grace Sandquist scored 7 points, a pair of baskets, and 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. 7 points as well for Katie Schultz. She had a 3-pointer, a pair of 2-pointers, and 0 for 3 at the line, and 1 basket for 2 points for Kelsey Woolley. 7 three-pointers, 10 two-pointers, 5 out of 9 at the free throw line for the Evergreens. For the Wausau West Warriors, 23 points for Lexi White. She had 9 2-point field goals, was 5 out of 5 at the free throw line. And of course, when she scored early in the first half, she cracked the 1,000 point mark for her outstanding career. Both Kelly Cray and Molly Anderson scored 16 points. Kelly had 6 field goals, 4 for 5 at the free throw line. Molly had 7 field goals and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 6 points scored by Harper Mead. She had 3 baskets and 0 for 2 at the stripe. 5 points for Emma Moorhead, a 3-point field goal and a 2-point field goal. And 2 points scored by Paige Anderson, 1 basket and 0 for 1 at the line. 27 two-pointers, just 1 3-pointer tonight for the Warriors. 11 of 16 at the free throw line for their 68 points. West had a 39-21 lead at the intermission, and they win it 68-46. Well, that's going to wrap things up here tonight from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. Again, another fun doubleheader night between the crosstown rivals. In the boys' game, the Evergreens knocked off the Warriors by a score of 57-49. And in the girls' game, it was Wausau West knocking off D.C. Everest 68-46. Don't forget, we'll be back with more Wausau West High School basketball on Tuesday night of next week. We'll make the short trek to Wausau East, see the Warriors and the East Lumberjacks. Again, 5:45 for the pregame, boys tip-off at 6, followed by the girls at 7:30. Thanks for joining us. Thanks again to all of our sponsors, without whose help we could not bring you Wausau West Warrior High School Athletics here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And again, thanks to you for joining us. I'm Chad Holmes. This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.
This has been Wausau West High School Sports on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Wausau West Sports has been brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Wausau West Athletic Department, the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club, and the Wausau West Senior Class Hockey Parents. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior Sports on your home for the Warriors, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.